Tycho Brahe, the tomb in the Teen Church. It is better to be than to appear. Not worldly glory nor riches, only the scepter of science lasts. These two epitaphs were the mottos of Tycho Brahe, 1546-1601, a famous Danish astronomer with a taste for adventures. This well-known maker of the very best observation instruments, who, after disagreements with the King of Denmark, accepted in 1599 the position of a court astrologer in the Prague court of Emperor Rudolf II, a true hub of science at that time. The emperor provided him with a space for astronomical observatory and a laboratory of alchemy in a chateau in Benátky nad Jizerou and in the Belvedere, a summer palace in Prague. Brahe stood in the midst of a dramatic struggle between not only Catholic and Protestant Christianity, but also between the geocentric and heliocentric concept of the world. Heliocentrism, that is, the idea that the sun is at the center of the universe, had first been proposed in the 16th century by Nicolaus Copernicus. Brahe, however, advocated a compromise geo-heliocentric system, according to which other planets move around the sun, but this entire unit moves around the immobile Earth. Brahe died under still disputed circumstances, and his funeral was a lavish affair of European importance.